Chapter 6, The Lesson of Self. The next day, after getting the job started and knocking out other morning duties in a rush, Troy went to his office. He sat down and swiveled his chair around to grab the pile in his inbox. When he turned back around toward his desk, he was startled to see Sai, sitting in the guest chair across from his desk. "Where did you come from?" Troy said.
Don't worry about that. We need to have a conversation," Sai said.
Although Troy was excited about what Sai had brought up for him in the previous 2 days, he felt a little uncomfortable seeing him now, in the light of a new day, in Troy's own space.
"Okay," Troy said, "what about?"
"About you."
"What about me?"
"You need to change," Sai declared.
"I need to change?"
"Yes. You are causing all your problems." Sai could see a resistance building in Troy already. Troy took a deep breath and let it out.
"I'm causing all my problems,"
Troy repeated, now starting to sound indignant.
"Yes, that's right. Failure is self-inflicted, and you need to change that. You need to cause all your success instead."
Troy retorted, "I built this business. I sold most of those jobs. They got done because of me. I employ 13 people, and I sell $1.5 million worth of work a year. Do you think that happened by accident? I made it happen. And you're telling me I caused all these problems?"
"Don't defend what you've done. It makes it harder to change."
"I am defending it. I worked hard. I got these things done."
"Well, you have two choices, Troy. You can accept how things are, or you can accept responsibility for changing them."
"Are you calling me irresponsible?" Troy shot back.
"Don't hear what I'm not saying, Troy.
Why don't you just teach me how to make some money? I need to make some money. Can you do that?"
Troy said, half knowing he was out of line. Sai leaned forward and focused intently on Troy.
"You don't have a money problem. Your money problem is the result of your thinking problem."
With an incredulous look on his face, Troy looked away.
"Listen to me, Troy. All businesses are the result of the leader's thinking, or lack of it. Your business is a reflection of your thoughts," Sai said profoundly.
"You think I'm an idiot," Troy snapped.
"As you go, your business goes. You need to get this," Sai said firmly. "The story of your business is the story of you."
Troy was getting more and more upset.
Troy got up purposefully. He grabbed his cell phone off the desk and his bag off the floor. "I gotta go." He walked around Sai's chair and went for the door.
"Well then, you're just like most people," Sai said.
Troy stopped in the doorway.
"What?"
he said sarcastically. "Most people want to change their circumstances, but are unwilling to change themselves, and they remain bound."
Troy walked out.